This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. housing market is recovering in fits and starts, but the housing crisis has left scars. Millions of homeowners still owe more than their houses are worth. There remains pressure on federal regulators to help by reducing what underwater homeowners owe. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Joanne Henderson is the kind of person who greets strangers with a big hug.
Hi, Joanne.
I get a hug. Thank you.
I met her in the kitchen of her home in New Carrollton, Maryland.
And then it has cabinets down here where I can keep my pots and pans. And
Henderson bought her house in 2001. She refinanced a few years later for a higher amount. Shortly before she retired from her teaching job, she started having trouble with the steep payments.
You would miss a couple, then you'd pay and pay and pay and pay, and then you'd miss a couple more. I almost lost the house.
Henderson got a loan modification, which dropped her interest rate to 3%. Now she's even got a rainy day fund.
A tiny one. Not a big rain, a small rain.
But what would really help Henderson is if the amount of her loan could be reduced in what's called a principal reduction. Henderson owes more than $450,000 on her house, which is only worth $212,000, according to Zillow.
It seems like principal reduction is a logical, no-brainer conclusion.
That's Metria Wilson of the Center for Responsible Lending. She says the improving housing market has cut the number of underwater homeowners from 15 million to 4 million.
So the number's gone down significantly, but here's the rub. The people who make up that 4 million are disproportionately have lower priced homes
that aren't likely to appreciate, so they'll stay underwater. Mel Watt will be making the decision on principal reduction. He's head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They guarantee many U.S. mortgages. Watt is caught between homeowner advocates like Wilson and people like Tim Rude, chairman of the Collingwood Group of Financial Advisors. Rude wonders where the money for principal reduction would come from.
This money doesn't come out of thin air, so it's going to have to come from investors or from taxpayers.
In congressional testimony, Mel Watt has said he's looking at ways to help borrowers without hurting Fannie and Freddie. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.